KC 107.7, The Drive Show with me, Brad. Less than 20 minutes away from your second news bulletin for the afternoon, coming up at 4. Traffic, sports coming up, and a whole lot more. Let's now turn our attention to our first topic this afternoon, as promised. And as we all know, obviously, it's no secret, the budget speech has come and gone a couple of weeks ago, and now the real questions start. So where should government be putting money to grow the economy? Now, one area that often gets less attention is air freight. Now, from medicine to online shopping parcels, it plays a bigger role in our daily lives than we might think. So on the line with me now is my expert for the afternoon, Nelson Teixeira, Managing Director of Operations at Sub-Saharan Africa at FedEx. Nelson, thank you so much for the time. Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon, Brad. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It's an absolute pleasure. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast so that folks can go and listen to it again. Nelson, I think it's best that we start with this. For the average listener, why does air freight matter so much in South Africa's economy?
Brad, look at air freight infrastructure should be prioritized because it underpins connectivity between sub-Saharan Africa and global markets, particularly for time-sensitive products and high-value products and essential goods. Efficient air cargo gateways are critical for exports, healthcare, supply chains, e-commerce, and inter-Africa trade. Investments in cargo terminals, apron access, ground handling capacity, and customs processes directly improve speed, reliability, and network resilience for inter-sub-Saharan trade.
Now, when we talk about exports like pharmaceuticals, Nelson, high-value goods, and even e-commerce parcels going to Europe or Asia, what needs to improve locally to make that process smoother?
So there's going to be a substantial investment in the local airports within SA that was announced recently, a 23 odd billion investment, which will obviously upgrade facilities and create capacity at these facilities. I think in terms of the key thing for me would be the collaboration and that we have with customs. So we need to make customs processes more efficient, easier, and give the end user visibility on what these processes are and how they work, and obviously include them in the solutions going forward.
Now, Nelson, from what you're seeing on the ground, how can better airport infrastructure and technology actually help grow things like trade and even create more opportunity?
Very simply, Brad, I think if we have better infrastructure at the airports, we're going to create capacity. What capacity means for us is we can receive and dispatch more cargo over a shorter time period. So a lot of the bottlenecks you're seeing here on the air freight side is our ability to handle greater volumes of cargo. The airports currently are a bit bottlenecked in terms of being able to deal with the cargo requirements in and out of South Africa.
Nelson Teixeira, Managing Director of Operations for Sub-Saharan Africa at FedEx. Thank you so much for this important conversation this afternoon, sir, and for helping us understand how air freight fits into the bigger economic picture. We appreciate it. We wish you everything of the best.
Thank you very much, Brad.
Thanks, Nelson. Talk soon again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, great. Bye.
There we go. We'll make that conversation available as a podcast. That is Nelson, our expert for the afternoon, talking to us about that topic. It's coming up to 13 minutes away from the top of the hour. This is KC Drive.